Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court on Tuesday agreed to quickly hear a pair of broad legal challenges to President Trump's use of emergency powers to impose tariffs on countries around the world. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
At issue in the cases are the tens of billions of dollars of tariffs that President Trump has collected since February under a nearly 50-year-old law known as the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The Congressional Budget Office has forecast that the president's tariffs could reduce the budget deficit by $4 trillion over the next decade if left in place, while economists warn that tariffs could hurt U.S. economic growth and drive up inflation, making it one of the biggest economic issues the Supreme Court has ever faced. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Justice Department is filing a new charge against a man accused of stabbing a Ukrainian refugee to death on a Charlotte, North Carolina commuter train. The charge means he could face the death penalty. DeCarlos Brown Jr. has a lengthy arrest record with 14 prior criminal cases. He allegedly killed 23-year-old Irina Zarutska last month on a train in Charlotte. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats must shift to the side of making cities safer.
This is common sense, and I cannot for the life of me understand how the Democrats think this is some sort of winning political message. Yield, man. Let the troops come into your city and show how crime can be reduced. It's a morale boost for the country.
Israel launched a strike targeting Hamas's leadership in Qatar as they considered a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Tuesday's strike on the territory of a U.S. ally marked a stunning escalation and risked upending talks aimed at winding down the war and freeing hostages. On Wall Street, the Dow by 196 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court.
A judge has ruled that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission cannot force the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to accommodate employees' desire for abortion, surrogacy, or in vitro fertilization. The plaintiffs had sought an injunction while the full case plays out in court, but the judge refused. The case is connected to an interpretation of a pro-life law by the Biden administration to include abortion and IVF. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Countering the LGBT agenda was the key issue at a just-concluded National Conservatism Conference held in Washington, D.C. Some speakers argued for an effort to overturn the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. Author Katie Faust said the decision weakens the traditional family, adding the moment the state has the power to assign parenthood to strangers, it can unassign it from you. This is SRN News. Speaker Mike Johnson sought to clarify his comments spread widely last week about President Trump being an FBI informant against the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, suggesting he misspoke about the president's efforts to assist law enforcement.
The House Speaker, who is a staunch Trump ally, said Monday that he was only referring last week to details that have long been reported about President Trump's decision to ban Epstein from his Mar-a-Lago resort years before Epstein was charged with sex trafficking minors and died by suicide in 2019. Johnson told CNN's Mona Raju on Friday that Mr. Trump, quote, was an FBI informant to try to take the stuff down, referring to the president's documented past friendship with Epstein and their eventual falling out nearly two decades ago. Johnson told reporters Monday, quote, I said FBI informant, but I'm not sure. I wasn't there. This isn't my lane. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.